I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Junks. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. We're very happy to welcome in Ted Leonsis, founder, chairman, and CEO of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Ted, good morning. Thanks for taking the time to join us, and thanks for coming on video. We appreciate that.
Good to see you.
Yep.
Hello, Ted.
It's been too long, Ted. You came in studio with us when we were in Fairfax when I still had dark hair.
Yeah, we were. I tell people you were like the first podcasters, right? Back on AOL Sports, that had to be mid-90s.
Yeah, late 90s. We did. Yeah, I've got some blogs out there that I'm probably not that proud of at this point on AOL Sports.
Yeah, well, you were relevant then, still relevant. It's great. Thanks, by the way, for all the work you're doing with us on the network. I think it's been really, really great. Fans love you.
Of course, we're happy to do that. So first, congrats on getting the deal done with Washington, D.C. and Mayor Bowser. You guys are going to be in the district now for up to 2050 to extend
that
deal.
The rest of my life.
For the rest of your life. So that's great news. But before that, the dalliance with Virginia, were you surprised at the political and public backlash regarding the potential move of the Caps and Wizards out of D.C. to the Alexandria site?
Yeah, I think I'm a businessman, and then we own sports teams, and we got caught into something beyond us that had nothing to do with business or sports. And so when the mayor really did a great job in sticking with it and basically saying, you should stay here and let's work as a partnership. And, you know, I'm only looking forward now. I really look at the 4 months that we were working in Virginia as a learning lesson, certainly for us. I hope everything works out great for the people in Alexandria and Potomac Yards and Virginia, but now we're looking at what do we do in downtown D.C., and we're starting to get very, very excited about the potential of how we can create a expanded entertainment center downtown, use Capital One Arena as kind of the anchor for that community. We can expand up outside, you know, around the building, work in partnership with some of the local real estate companies and restaurants, and, you know, just try to restart downtown D.C., which is one of the main drivers for the mayor and the city council and their agenda. We need to have a thriving downtown. We need to have people moving back into the community. We need people eating, dining, shopping downtown. And not only is that good for the whole city, it generates revenue. We generate tax dollars for the city, which it then can use for the rest of the city's benefit. So, you know, this was a very straightforward relationship, and, you know, we're moving forward together.
So it's early in the process, obviously, but when do you think you'll start seeing those updates and expansions to Capital One? And are there any certain must-haves for you and your group when it comes to amenities and upgrades to fan experiences when they come to events at Capital One Arena going forward?
Well, we have a plan that's being developed, and, you know, it was also the plan in Virginia where we had to say fans and employees and players and the community at large. And then how do you take your available dollars and the land that's available and apply that in balance? And so we have a lot of work to do immediately for the players here at Capital One Arena. If you've been downstairs, you know how tight it is. And it's, you know, like any home that's 25, 30 years old, you outgrow it. And so we need better locker rooms, better training facilities downstairs. We need to accommodate the visiting teams in a much better way. It's kind of embarrassing that just trying to get into the loading dock, you can't drive down, you can't make U-turns. There's, you know, water all over the place in terms of bottled water and soda and beer. So we just need space. And what was really fortuitous for us was that the mall next door, it went bankrupt. Mm. It also went bankrupt while we were moving in and building the world's most advanced esports center. And, you know, that was very shattering to us. It's like, oh, geez, we weren't expecting to not have electricity. You know, how are we going to get connectivity here? But the city and a great real estate partner bought the building and is working with us. And we can take some space there, move a lot of the stuff that's kind of back of the house and open up so that we can build more space for the players and their families downstairs and also the media. You know, we were rated the worst media center in the league, right? So that just happens over time. It's because the buildings get older. And, you know, while we were making hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of investments, it's hard to take that infrastructure and expand it. So, you know, we have that opportunity. For fans, you know, you just look at the data over the last 25 years and people want to be closer to the action. They want to have better sight lines. I mean, that's just a fact. You look upstairs at just about every NBA arena and people want to be closer. They don't want to sit way, way upstairs. So we have to find ways to reconfigure the seating. That's going to be hard. We'd like to be able to open up some of the hallways and the ways for people to get in and out of the building. We measure, you know, by the second how long it takes people to get into the building. We have to have easier ways to get in and out of the building. Safety and security is very, very important to us. Mm-hmm. Being able to build new infrastructure for higher speed technology. And, you know, one of the challenges we're all facing is our business is very, very reliant on having lots of teams and basketball tournaments, but we need to have concerts and shows. And the shows are now, you know, instead of two trucks, they're five trucks. They have lots and lots of video equipment that they're bringing, and we need to find ways to be able to accommodate those acts. They're very, very demanding. And we're having really, really great success with booking these acts, but they want more space. So, you know, we'll work together for the players, for the fans, for our employees, just to make sure that the money that we're spending, and it'll be a sizable investment, the top of what we've also invested. And it's very much like what's happened in Madison Square Garden, what's just happened in Philadelphia. I know that Utah is going to have to do similar kinds of work on their building to accommodate both hockey and basketball and events and shows. It's a real challenge to do it in a very small footprint. And so we've expanded the footprint. We have the resources and the willpower, but it's going to take probably 4 years. And, you know, we have to fly the plane. We have to keep playing the games. So we'll be doing it during the summers.
Ted, obviously Caitlin Clark was one of the biggest draws in sports. Okay, and she'll be in the WNBA next year. Draft, I think is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indiana Fever will draft her number one overall. And I'm sure you've talked about this and thought about this. So when she is in Indiana plays here, instead of playing in the Entertainment Sports Arena when they play the Mystics, is that a game that could possibly be moved to Cap 1? Because she's going to be a big draw. I mean, I don't know if she'll sell out Cap 1, but she was selling out all these other arenas and 20 million people were watching her play. So is that something you guys have thought about?
Well, you know, I hope this doesn't sound like I told you so, but, you know, we believe in women's sports. I sat next to Herb Simon, who owns the Indiana team, yesterday, and we're amongst or maybe the longest tenured WNBA owners, most committed. We also participated in an investment at the WNBA league level. So we own a piece of women's basketball by owning an NBA team. We own a WNBA team, and we made an investment. So obviously we believe, and I've been saying that it's right size for most games at ESA. In our new arrangement, we will manage ESA, and we have to make investments there. We have to expand if we can to get more seats there. I'll remind everyone that when we moved into ESA, we won the WNBA championship because it had this great, great environment. But the growth of women's sports and the growth of women's basketball, it's the growth stock in all of sports. You know, I was with Jimmy Pitaro at ESPN. Bob Iger has mentioned this to us, that women's sports is incredibly important to all of the media companies. There's more women than men. They make lots of the buying decisions. They're very, very important to bring young women into professional sports and into college sports and high school sports. And when you see something electric happen, these NCAA games, I think, were a pivotal moment for the league. I don't think it'll be just a flash in the pan. And yeah, we have in our agreement now that we can play four games at Capital One Arena for the WNBA. And our decision, our call, if you will, because we're managing the ticket sales and the operations at both operations there, and then we can play all of our playoff games should that be needed. And now we're in the process of a rebuild for the Mystics, as we are a process of a huge rebuild at the Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I thought we were also in a little bit of a rebuild, and it would be hard to make the playoffs for the Caps, and obviously it still is. We have four more games. But, you know, playoffs really, really ignite the passion of the fan base. And so if we can make the playoffs with the Mystics, we would play at Capital One Arena.
Talking to Ted Leonsis, became the owner of the Caps way back in 1999, officially took over the Wizards Mystics in 2010. I did kind of want to dive into the Wizards thing, because I think you tweeted out a couple weeks ago about the fans and 90% of them renewing their tickets for the Wizards. And I'm wondering if you thought it was going to be this painful. You made the decision to go the rebuild route, and you brought in some great people to do it, who've done it before in different places like Oklahoma City. But 15 wins, it's tough as a fan sometimes to see loss after loss. Did you think it was going to be this painful?
Well, we're at 80% renewals, 90% okay, with the Wizards and 90% with the Caps.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I've done it before. It's a big, big decision to basically say we don't want to have 30 to 40 wins a year, which is where we were. And the main issue, obviously, there is you draft in the middle. And if you do that for a long, long time, you're kind of stuck in the middle. And so, you know, I did that totally with the Capitals. Seems like a lifetime ago, where we traded all of our best players. That was very painful. And we got high draft picks. That's how we got Alex Ovechkin and Nick Backstrom and the like. And so we rebuilt that team, and we were, I think, one of the top three or four teams for 15 years in the NHL. We won a Stanley Cup and third most playoff appearances. So, I mean, it paid off, but it was really painful to rebuild. And, you know, Chicago did the same thing. Pittsburgh did the same thing. The formula can work, but getting there is really, really painful. I think Pittsburgh had the worst attendance in the league. You look in basketball, obviously, up the road, trust the process. They were bad for a long, long time, you know, but they got Joel Embiid. And he's a generational player, and that's great. They haven't won a championship yet, but the fans, you know, they weren't coming to games. It was painful. Now they have the best attendance, one of the best attendance in the league. So I knew what I was getting into. I knew the criticism, too, that we would get. I'll say that our fans, though, have been happy that the players are playing hard. They're really, really trying. Even, you know, yesterday's game or nights ago's game, it's all a blur now against Minnesota. Mm. We didn't have any of our players, right? Everyone was hurt, and we had a great first half. We're playing really, really hard. We're hitting lots of threes. We're playing the right way, you know, but we just don't have enough to get there. So that was a loss. Minnesota's a great team. We were very, very competitive, and the fans liked what they were seeing. And so we have a lot of work still to do. We hopefully will get a high pick this year. There's still the weighted ping pong balls. So, you know, we could win the lottery. We could, we can drop down 1, 2, 3, 4 slots, and but we'll get a higher pick than we've been getting. And, you know, we want to just incrementally improve. And in basketball, it's a stars league, and we have to hope that we can draft well. And then when we're good enough, we'll have managed the cap, and we can bring in the free agent, or we can have enough young assets that we can make trades to bring somebody back in. And let's not forget that Oklahoma City's best player wasn't drafted.
Sure.
He came over in a trade with the Clippers, and the Clippers flipped a couple of stars and ended up with a great young player that the Clippers had drafted. And so, you know, it's going to be a hard process. We're going to be very transparent in it. And, you know, I think the fans understand what we're going through, but they're enjoying the ride. And, you know, we'll see if it works. There's no guarantee, by the way. There's teams that rebuild, don't make the playoffs for a long, long time. I hope that's not us.
Oh, we know it, Ted. You know, we had Chris Weber on the show.
Ted made the playoffs in a decade.
Ted, we had Chris Weber on the show yesterday. And, you know, that's kind of when we started doing the TV show, which led to the radio show. And back then we were all fans, and we thought, C. Webb, Juwan Howard, Rasheed Wallace, this team's going to be unbelievable. And it didn't quite happen.
Yeah, well, that wasn't my era. So yeah,
that was prior to you.
Yeah. Then, and, but I wouldn't have traded Chris Webber.
Smart. Ted, let's touch on the Caps. Seems like the hiring of Coach Carberry for the Caps has been a home run. He's got the team in the playoff hunt with just 4 games remaining. He's found a way to blend the younger talent in with the veteran core. Chucky Lindgren's been an awesome story as well. The future seems bright for the Caps with Coach Carberry at the helm.
Yeah, he's the youngest coach in the league, and I'm really proud of him. He's very, very positive. He's connected with the players, and this was an unexpected year, right? That when Nick pulled up and really struggling, that was a difficult moment for us. I mean, the trade deadline, we moved Kuznetsov. And TJ Oshie's been in and out of the lineup a lot. It's been a tough go for us. Yet here we are with four games left. You know, we could qualify for the playoffs. And trust me, everyone wants to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, tonight's a really, really important game for us. And what it shows me is that our organizational excellence, we shouldn't undersell our Hershey affiliate and the work we've done in Hershey. We still have the best practice facility and training facility in Ballston, Virginia. Very creative work there, being on the top, the rooftop of a building, and of a parking lot. And we had, you know, the expansion opportunities to do lots of interesting things there for the team. And Hershey's been great. Hershey had one of the best years last year, obviously won the Calder Trophy. It was very analogous to a lot of our players having won the Calder Cup and then coming up to the Caps. And so that organizational line of excellence and our training and the play calling and the way we rest and, you know, what the playbook is, when the young kids come into the lineup, they're not focused on anything but, you know, executing and filling in that position, next man up. So I give a lot of credit to the whole organization. And Spencer's just been a joy to behold for us. If we make the playoffs, he should be in the consideration for Coach of the Year.
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, Ted, we appreciate the time. It's been too long. We'll have to have you on again soon.
I'll come on a lot.
Okay. Perfect.
It's new day, new way. Love to be on the show.
Hey, come in studio. We're just a couple blocks from Nats Park. We're not that far away.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I understand, and we hope to see you in our new studios, too.
That'd Certainly. Be cool.
Definitely. All right, Ted Leonsis, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Yep.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Ted Leonsis, founder, chairman, and CEO of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. And look, it's his network. He's welcome to come on whenever he wants. Basically, he's got carte blanche.
It's a good point, Cakes.
Yep. If you want to weigh in on Ted's interview, you're welcome to do that at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll be right back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.